may be seated. You may be seated. For an introductory matter, it's another $5,000 check. For introduction matter, we study about Isaiah. We'll go back there some. Isaiah the prophet. I got another prophet tonight that wants to speak to us. Haggai. Turn to that book. I'll tell you what his name means in a few moments. His name has the meaning of his name is so powerful to the body of Christ and to the people of God. But there are three words that I want to give you that are going to increase you spiritually. And the first word, we don't know much about it in the body of Christ. As Christians, we sort of stay uptight trying to make it happen. But these three words, the first one is relax. Yeah, he got it covered. Yeah, he'll never fail you. Got it? The second one, receive. When you're relaxed for, you can receive. And then the third word is release. So it's relax, receive, and release. A good friend of mine, well, I say the friend, he's a good acquaintance. We don't run together. But he's a bishop, and he's high in office, and he's been around a long time. He told me the story. It has to deal with what I'm going to minister tonight, of him and a bunch of ministers, a group of ministers, was invited to the White House, the presidential place. And he said, so all the ministers were there, and it has something to do with my text, what a prophet job is. He said all the ministers was there and was in the room and said, the president walk in. I won't call the bishop name nor the president name. The president in this region, the president walked in. Not this region, not in this segment yet. Because y'all going to put it on President Trump. The president walk in, didn't say too much. Said, I know what y'all want. The girl got the checks, walked out. So this bishop said, we didn't have a chance to tell him nothing. Prophetically, he needed to hear from us. And that's why we're having such a chaotic moment, even in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, is because you got a lot of flunky preachers looking for a handout. And nobody walk in the White House and say, thus saith the Lord. I don't need your check. I need you to check yourself and lead God's people right. This is biblical. With the book we're going in tonight, it's biblical. The people were not able to receive until the prophet came with a word, wasn't afraid to give the word, and give them a checking so they can get back into the flow of the glory of God. And I think that's what we need to get back in the flow of the glory of God and stop depending on all these other little Mickey Mouse sources. Yes, sir. And that God become your source. Haggai name means my feast. And I thought about it when a minister do exactly what they're supposed to do. They bring you to God's feast. God has a feast waiting on you. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But we're not going to get there under natural government. We need his government to rule and reign because his government does not work ABC, 1, 2, 3. All right? So let's listen to him a few moments. Listen to me for a moment, because we're going. His wealth cometh through open gates. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. His wealth cometh through open gates. So we're going to talk about how to open the gates of glory and keep them open.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. You must learn how to open the gate and keep them open. The breaker opened the gates, but you must keep them open.
Amen.
So I wrote, the Bible is a book of gates. That the glory can come in and God can manifest himself. Let me call another prophet up for a few minutes before I go to Haggai. Let's go to Micah for a minute. Let's take your time and find him. He ain't there. Micah chapter 2, verse 13. I believe Jesus is the breaker.
Yes,
and I believe he has opened gates for us. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Here in Micah chapter 2, verse 13, say the breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it. And their king shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them. But the gates are open. Yeah, you see, because of what Jesus did and his blood and the price he paid, he opened God up to us. He opened everything the scripture is saying, every promise, every blessing is already open because Jesus opened it for you. But you got to keep the gate open. Let's go again before we go to our golden text. Let's go to Psalm 24. Psalm, the 24th Psalm. He prelude why you should keep the gate open in that Psalm. He talked about some things before he got to the gates. And then he point out who the gates are. See? You the only one can determine how you're going to come out. You're the only one that can keep your fellowship with the Father in place, that no matter what's going on around you, you know it is well. Oh yeah, that's a place like that. That's a place like that when the wind blowing, everything else going. But you know, when the wind settles down, I'm going to be okay. Because there's nothing can overcome the glory. For the glory is God himself. And as long as I got the gate open, the glory flowing, that's a wrap. Notice how the psalmist start off to let us know the glory is related to wealth, prosperity, and plenty, and abundance. The glory is related to that. Couldn't be no other way, because God has so much stuff.
Yes, sir.
You know everything belonged to him?
Yes, sir.
He said, everything belonged to me.
Yes.
And so these other people are tripping.
Yes.
They don't own that stuff.
Right, right, sir.
We're going to take it all back.
Yes,
see, the God you serving, everything belonged to him. And God, if God is a good God, he don't mind you having some. And we know he's a good God. Say it, he's a good God. If he's a good God, why are you getting so many tight spots? Why are you getting nervous? Why are you going to wondering how you're going to make it? Why are you getting an argument about $60? Then sometimes I hear somebody say, I wish I had $60 now. Isn't that something? He's a good God. Just like that woman walked up and sold that $10,000, just like that man walked up and brought $5,000, you can do that.
Yes.
But you got to shift and be willing to change. And you got to be relaxed.
Receive.
And release.
And release.
Now notice this. We read this psalm, but I've read it many years and didn't pick up what God was trying to tell me. You see, the earth is the Lord. If you don't know what verse I mean, you really in some trouble. And the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. There's an aspect of God being described here. Did you hear me? Let me read it again. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell in it. That's everything. It all belongs to him. See? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Then it says, for he that founded is upon the seas and established upon the flood, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart. Is that possible?
Yes.
Ain't many answer me.
Yes.
I got a low answer there. You're going to have to come here now. You're going to have to recognize you can't be playing these games. You're going to have to come clean. What I'm preaching, you're going to have to come clean. You can't get this dirty. And God's glory will not dwell in an unclean temple. Unclean prayer. Unclean confession. Unclean scripture reading. He said in John 15:3, I sent my word to what?
Clean
you. So if you're reading the word, if it's not cleansing you, you're not really getting it. Holiness is not nothing extra. Sanctification, you know, that's part of the makeup. You usually get a church choir when you start talking about holiness and sanctification. They want the fish in the loaf. They don't want the fish up. We got to make up our mind. God is not Santa Claus. God is our Father. And he have instruction for you. There's some things he wants you to do. He don't want you begging all the time. He wants you out on the job. Clean hand. Pure heart. Who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. All right, Father, I'll do it. God just interrupt me. You want me to talk about the soul for a moment. And want you to know that if you don't take control of your inner conversation, you can make all the confession you want. Your mind and speech on the inside must be taken over. And they got something hitting it every 5 minutes, something hitting it to turn it to another direction where you become critical and condemning, and you're going to have to keep compassion. That's why God said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, and all your soul. He wants you to do that and love your neighbor as yourself. When you do that, you got harmony on the inside and harmony on the outside. And then you're so powerful then, you walk around your lack of God. Because you got things in divine order. You got power that you haven't used. You always have excess power. And that's where harmonious condition, agreeable surrounding, and the best of everything come from. It come from harmony from the inside. Your tongue on the inside and your tongue on the outside. You're talking all the time on the inside.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the only way to control that conversation is love. And that's what God said. You love your neighbor as yourself. He said, on this hang all the prophets.
Yes,
and all the law.
Yes, sir.
Other words, you're telling you everything hangs on your harmony. Look at all the beautiful confession you've been making. You're the only one and true God. Your word said, ask and it shall be given. And doesn't come. You didn't say it 13 times, and what you asked for didn't come. There's a trap and a trip on the inside. It's tripping you, and you can't get the gate open for the glory to flow. I'm told as long as you preach about the fish and the bread, everybody like you. I'm not here to be lacked. I don't want you traveling here just to be lacked. I want you to have some conviction when you leave here. And I want you to have some direction when you leave here. And we've got to get this straight. God is not looking at the outside. Verse 5, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord. What? Look who will receive. He shall receive. I told you receive, didn't I? He shall, well, I'm telling you how. See that verse 4, preference verse 5. I know that's why I'm so blessed. I am to do what he want me to do. I ain't running around with no women. I ain't stealing. He shall, that word shall, the power word, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. And then he said, this is the generation of them that seeketh him, that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. See, you got to seek his face. What you been seeking? When you go to church, what you looking for? Lord, I want a new car. That's in the deal, baby.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. A new house, that's in the deal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. But you got to know how to make it happen.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. You can rub your head and do what you want. I'm going to preach this thing.
Yes, sir.
You just won't jump around and be jumping and stuff. It's time to stop jumping tonight. We got to, I got to lay something on your heart tonight. You got to leave out of here tonight loaded. That's an aspect of your soul called emotion who will rob your socks off of you if you don't know why you're emotional. And so music and humming and, you know, rhyming and stuff can make you really emotional. And you get so happy and leave empty-handed.
Yes,
this is a generation of them that what? Verse 6. Seek what? Seek him. That what? Seek what? And you know what he said? Look what he said at the end of that voice. Stop and think about this. This is what it's all about. Seeking him and seeking his face. You remember none of them guys got a chance to say anything in the White House? I just said that? Most ministers don't get a chance to say nothing in the church. Because they're people pleasers. Everybody want to dance, nobody want to change. How many of y'all want manifestation, demonstration to increase in your life?
Yes,
sir. So I see you don't have your hand up, you don't want it? You don't want it? Sir, I see you don't have your hand up, you don't want it? Sir, I see you. Your arm, or you ain't got it high enough for me to see you, sir. All right, put it up. Because I'm a preacher around your row. I'm not coming on your row. My anointing not coming on your row. I'm going to go to the other row. If you don't want it.
Yes, sir.
See what happening What happened, you come to church and don't want to participate. And you dishonor the prophet, or dishonor the pastor, or dishonor the speaker. You just sit there and look at them. And expect something to happen. It ain't going to happen. Let's come to divine order in the house of God. Hallelujah. Let me fumble around a little bit here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want everyone in here to receive. I want you to receive so much, you have to go in the mode of releasing. You understand? I do not want this Friday night as a routine service.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Revelation should flow.
Yes, sir.
And you should grow.
Yes, sir.
And you should know how to flow better.
Yes, sir.
You should know how to receive better.
Yes, sir.
You should know how to be a blessing better.
Yes, sir.
Very few Christians can be a blessing because they haven't received their blessing. Sit down. This is the generation that of them that seek him. Not the five loaves and the bread and the fish. Seek him that seek thy face, O Jacob. Salah. Stop and think about that. What you've been seeking. The giver or the gift? This will change your life. I sense the Spirit of God moving in, that he's operating on somebody in here on purpose. That's why he enables you to stay to the last night. So he can top some things off in you. And show you how it works. You can have clean hands. You can have a pure heart. You can be in love with God more than anybody or anything else. The love of God been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. God wants you to love him. He give you how to love him. He give you the love to love him with. Then, you may be seated. Then in verse 7, I had to read the whole psalm for a reason. Then in verse 7, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, you everlasting doors. And the King of Glory. He's not coming in an unclean house. He's not coming where there's not a pure heart. That means you didn't let him work on you. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, all ye gates. See the gates? Even lift them up, you everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. He never come empty-handed. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Uh-oh. Salah. I don't think we salah enough in the church. We motionalize. We keep moving. We got to keep moving. We got to have that feeling. But remember, my brother, he gone home. I hope he was saved. But we're not James Brown. Our rhythm is different. Our rhythm is revelation. Our rhythm is victory. Our rhythm is everything that seemed impossible is possible. Our rhythm is we more than conquerors. And so Glory wealth has not been ministered to the body of Christ because the body of Christ somewhat was not ready for that kind of wealth. Now the Lord's going to start bringing it to us, how to function in glory wealth. But you see here in this psalm, it is sizing up glory with wealth. You see that? All right, let's go back to Isaiah before we go to our text. Go back to Isaiah 60. You start talking about glory, the first thing show up is wealth. God start calling people to bring stuff to you. Y'all don't mind nobody bringing something to you, right? Yeah, you said, now you said, bring me something. That's your right. Hallelujah.
Bring me something.
Glory to God, be ready to receive it. A lot of stuff was brought to you. You wasn't ready to receive it. So that's why I'm stirring, as the eagle stirred the nest. I'm stirring around you now because you have the potentials, but you have to be prophetic stirred, apostolically stirred. I'll tell you about our text, what happened, what Hagar did. He had to deal with some people in order for the other people to be able to receive. They had their eyes on the loaves and the fish, and they were building their houses. But the Lord house, I tell ministers, they don't know what I did. That's the scripture said, after you get my house built, build your house. I didn't build no house before I got his house built. See, sometimes ministers jump, they try to build a big house to put a show on and the church drying up. No, you build that house, that house will build your house. Don't do it backwards, because you're going to have to struggle now. You build it, you pay for it. I didn't tell you, build it. You got to go to the swamp around. You got to have training boots on. You got to go through the rain and stuff and get muddy a little bit first. You're not going to shine first. Be willing to get your hand dirty. See, you're quoting scriptures and you heard somebody else say it and you're saying it. Baby, that's not the way to do this. You got to go in the jungle and find out something for yourself. Let God talk to you, not to the other man, not to that book you read. Let him say something to you. God got a word for you. You heard me? God got a word for you. And from this night forward, now you can wait on your own word from God. You can study other things. But God got a personal word for you. When you get your word, that's when your life's going to take off. Your life's not going to take off on other people's word. And God doggone, you've been in the stuck long enough. I'm tired seeing the body of Christ in stuck. Many of y'all in here now, I'm talking to y'all in stuck. Y'all don't want you just look straight ahead. But many of y'all in stuck right now. You're stuck. You've been stuck for a long time. People done trying to pull you out, but that old truck just won't come out. You listen to me tonight, these few minutes. Just give me these few minutes. If you listen to me, I'm gonna pull everybody out of stuck. Are you listening to me? Are you understand what I'm saying? Pull you out the stuff. You get out the stuff. Tonight, we ain't come here just to show. You are not to go back home and live the same way. And I'm talking about average. But some people think they didn't made it because they got the average. The Lord ain't nothing about the Lord average. So average, you with somebody else. You're not with the Lord. The Lord not average. Come on, stop. Stop this mess. Stop this pretending. Acting like you blessed. Acting like you got something. You don't have it. Be real. See, pretense stop the right real thing. And God see you pretending. I remember one time, guy said, one of my friends, we were preaching together. He said, tell them fake it till they make it. I said, no, I ain't telling them nothing. Enough fakes up in here now. You tell them fake it till they make it. I'm telling them they got to make it. I ain't telling nobody to be no fake. Put on like you got something, you ain't got it. The devil loved that he clapped his hand. All right, sit down. Let's go to Isaiah. First word.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 61. First word. Who ready? Who ready? Who ready? I say, who ready? Your pretentious. That's $250. Your pretentious are here. And I know you're tired going to church and not arising. It's my job as a prophet of God tonight to say something to you. If I say one thing anointed, it'll cause you to arise. And then after arising, they say, shine. Show folk that you're serving a big God, for the light has come. Now look what it says. And the glory, now wait a minute, and the gold, and everything that exists of the Lord is risen upon me. Prosperity, anointing, all that have risen up on me, came in the glory. If you glorify me, I'll let you function in my glory. Rise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen up on thee in all these dark places. All these dark traveling I've been making. Don't know how I'm going to make it. See, you got to pull a mask off the word. Sit down. Let me show you what I mean there. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and broad darkness the people. But because you have revelation, because you know how to open the gates of glory, he said, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. And his glory shall be seen upon thee. Now somebody think that's jerking. I got the Holy Ghost. No. That's manifestation and demonstration. In your life, your life is so blessed. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Yeah. What, and you get down to the third verse, he shall be like a tree, what? The leaves shall not wither. That's you. Say,
that's me.
But you got to fulfill it, what he said, first. Stop sitting in the seat of the ungodly. Are you following me?
Yes,
now I feel someone saying, I ain't doing all that. No, I'm talking about, I ain't sitting in the seat of the ungodly. Every time you say you're not going to make it, you're sitting in the seat of the ungodly. Every time you say it's too hard, you're sitting in the seat of, every time you grumble and complain, you're sitting in the seat of the ungodly. Because you're saying God can't do it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to use a word. I don't know if you can catch it. But I want y'all to take all them Sam-O's out your person. Sam-O's out your mind. Sam-O. Take it out. Sam-O. You not little black Sam-O. Sam-O. You ain't going around no circles. You got a God bigger than any denomination. You got a God bigger than any race. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't need to praise him. I praise him myself. Listen. Y'all don't need it. I got his approval. I'm preaching good. I got his approval. I ain't looking for your approval. I got his approval. He got my back. He wants you to know what I'm saying. So I'm fumbling and stumbling around trying to wait to find out what he wants me to say to you, because he's trying to make a change in your life. And you know, I don't know what you're waiting on. I don't know what you're waiting on, because I'm already here. I don't know what you're going on tomorrow. That sure was a good service. And nothing changed your life. What good about that service? It's gone now. I heard the Holy Ghost say, walk heavy, Leroy. Just now, walk heavy. In other words, stay in your trail there. Don't let nobody pull you out. Keep dealing with it for these few moments. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing normal about you. You shouldn't be normal. You shouldn't be average. You should have a light glooming. You should be gleaming. Because who is on the inside of you? In every aspect of your life, in your thinking, your drinking, your eating, your sleeping, all that should be gleaming. Bling, bling. Everybody's supposed to be blinging. We supposed to bling, bling. We supposed to be blanking everywhere we move. Look at, sit down, verse 3. Because I'm going to turn the Haggai in a few minutes. Let's see. The glory gates are open for supernatural manifestation. Yeah. Write that down. And then it's open for the kingdom of glory to come in. Those gates supposed or need to be opened continuously with great expectation. Open the gate that the glory can bring forth gold like you never had before. Transferring wealth from another level. There will be no wealth transfer until you know how to walk in the glory. All right? Listen now, just listen to me a few minutes. Because of my time, let's go back to Haggai. I read Isaiah to you last night and preached some. Let's go back to Haggai and let me read these verses, then make some statement on them, then I'll close. Reprimand. Reprimand. When you're correcting somebody, how you say it? Reprimand. Write that word down, because this is what this prophet gonna do. Then you need a remedy. Then there will rebuke, and then there was a reaction. Before we experience the glory of God, we must first glorify Him and His works. And that was it. That the people had bags with holes in it, and nothing wasn't working for them. They was just doing their thing. They forgot about God. Yes, now notice this text in Haggai chapter 2, verse 5. You got your shouting clothes now? Yes, we shout a little bit before we leave. Yes, but I just had to go down the line so you can see what we're missing at. Yes, you see now, all them preachers in the White House. You see now. In this text, you're going to see the governor rebuke, the high priest by not doing what he's supposed to do, the prophet call him on the carpet and call all the people on the carpet. A prophet will do that. He call them all on the carpet. Right? Look at the first verses in chapter 2 of Haggai. He called them on the carpet because they wasn't doing what they're supposed to do. Somebody need to call the president on the carpet, call the governor on the carpet, call the mayor on the carpet. Yeah. Isaiah did. Yeah. How did Isaiah do it? He let the glory flow. Yeah. He sowed a seed, received 100-fold. The town council come and said, man, I don't know who you are, but you're making our conferences look weak. your God has blessed you, you bless you. Will you please leave?
Yes, sir.
When he left, they had to run behind him and get him to come back because things went haywire when he left.
Right, right.
That's the way we should be everywhere we go. We should be representative of God, that God can flow like he want to flow.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Dad.
Second chapter, first verse. I want you to see how he dealt. You read the first chapter, you're going to see he told them people, cut them up. Y'all building y'all sealed houses and stuff and forgot about God. That's why when you're sowing, you sow, you don't get nothing. You're sowing much and brought in little because you forgot about God. In the seventh month, in the 1 and 20 day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying. Now he's trying to take him to a feast. His name means feast. Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah. Speak to the governor. Don't be victimized because he's governor.
Right, right, right.
What you call to do is higher than the governor.
Yes, sir.
The governor of Louisiana needs to hear my voice.
Yes, sir.
He need to hear whatever state you're from. He need to hear your voice.
Yes, sir.
You the voice.
Yes, sir.
You can tell him. You can tell him secret things that he'll never find out.
Yes,
and to Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Speak to him. He ain't doing his job. And then I want you to talk to all the people. I want you to tell them. Rebuke them. Tell them. Then he says, who is left among you that saw this house in our first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison as, oh my, of it as nothing? Job wouldn't join this church. Job and his family were set a while. Job said, oh, this is not the right one. They don't know God. You know. And I know Abe got to the door and went back. This church, now you know this is a pretty good church here. This church. He wouldn't join.
Wow.
I'm saying that we got to move Ohio,
yes,
in the things of God. And man said, they don't know how good God is. They crying up in there. Oh, my God. In comparison of it as nothing. Yet now be strong, governor, saith the Lord. And be strong, priests, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, saith the Lord. And watch what he do now. And work, for I'm with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Now he tell them how important it is in verse 5. Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm clothed and strong. You think clothing has to be, no, I'm clothed and strong. All them boys I'm taught, what we taught all the week, I'm trying to put a cover on it now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
How many won't be helped? How many of y'all know I love you?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's why I got to minister to you.
Yes,
that's why I got the whole grip on myself and not just go off on a horse ride tonight.
Yes,
your life got to change.
Yes,
something got to happen.
Yes,
now.
Now.
I'm ready for it. You ready?
Yes,
are you ready for the overflow?
Yes,
that's what I'm teaching. This is an overflow message.
Yes,
This is a debt-free message. This is a mind-focusing message. Not on stuff, but on him. When you look around, the stuff showed up. Every move I made, God told me to make it. And he took care of it. I put my hand on a Rolls Royce floor. And I looked up at him. I said, God, you want me to have one of these? No, I ain't ready for this. You know, I ain't a Rolls Royce. What? I said, you want me to have one of these? Somebody bought me one.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He said, I'll show you.
Yes, sir.
I'll show you. I can do it.
Yes.
Just put me first.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you really have God? Go answer me. Do you really have God first? Is God the first thing on your mind when you wake up in the morning? The last thing on your mind before you go to bed at night? Through the day, through an hour pass, and you haven't had no thoughts about him? You only say your prayer in the morning? You know what I say? Say your prayer. You got to get where you can't get him off your mind. That he the best thing that ever happened to me. But I say, he's the best thing. And he know when you're faking, I mean, he know when you're faking because he got to put this charge in you. You can't get this by yourself. You can't get this by reading scripture. He has anointed you with this. But I want God more than anything else. And I know this life here is only temporary. So I ain't putting all my bags and all my apples down here. I know that I'm here for a temporary, and I know whatever I have now belong to him. I'll never be broke another day in my life. Say it. I'll never be down another day in my life. I'll have opportunities, but I won't accept them no more. I think we better praise him right now. You know why? Heavenly Spirit of God told me, son, you know me a week, right? The man said he know me a week. That's him right there? Where you at? Where you at, man? Say he know me a week. All right, watch. We are tonight being promoted over high school, and we're being promoted over college, and we're being promoted over politics. We are going to a place that everything else is under. Your walk with God is the best thing that ever happened to you. And you better stop getting excited over everything but that walk. My relationship with God is the best thing that ever happened to me. And I'm going to praise him all the days of my life. And every time I praise him, a glory gate open. Every time I worship him, another glory gate come open. It don't make no difference what happened. God is still in charge. If thou can believe, all things are possible. Things that are impossible with men, all things possible with God. But you got to hear what he said, draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. Every good gift, every perfect gift, come from above, from the Father of light, in whom no variableness and no shadow of turning. Jesus Christ is same today, yesterday, and forever. Is anything too hard for God? When you're close enough to him, no matter what happened, you know it's going to work out in your favor. As a matter of fact, I pronounce that kind of favor on you right now. Favor that everything working out on your behalf. That's why God sent you here this week. You're going to leave here with a divine favor on you, a favor like you never had before, supernatural favor on your life. Stir up the gift that's on the inside of you. Stir up joy unspeakable and full of glory. Stir up peace that passes all understanding. Stir up manifold wisdom that God wants you to operate in. Stir up the Holy Ghost. Stir up the fruit of the Spirit. Stir up the gifts of the Spirit. Stir up the beatitude. Be thankful. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Stir it up. Thank God for what he already have done for you. Thank God what he already brought you through. Thank God where he bring you to now. Stir up the gift in you. Stir up the glory. Stir it up and you'll have what you need, what you want, and what you desire. Stir it up. You will never be the same again. What I minister to you, the Holy Ghost gonna visit you and finish it. Life unlimited is yours now. Clean hands and a pure heart. God move when you got clean hand and a pure heart. No, you not perfect, but he perfect. Glory, glory, glory. I have to close. Glory, 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 glory. I'll make a statement. I'm going to see what you're going to do. The glory gates are open. What you going to do about it? The glory gates are open. What you going to do about it? I'm just going to have a check. The glory gates are open. What you going to do about it? I didn't know in the process of ministering tonight, he wanted me to minister the way I did and come to this point and say the gate's open. See, we had to get your hand clean and all the way to get that. Then he said the glory gates are open. Now, there's nothing you have and nothing you're dealing with can't be dealt with now. Because the gate open. Tell three people the glory gate open. See it? You see it? Do you see it? Huh? Tell three other people, I got the glory. I got the glory. The glory gates are open. The glory gates are open. Bless God, the glory gates are open. Everything I need, everything I desire, the glory gates are open. That's what I've been praying about. The gates open. That's what I've been praising about. The gates open. That's what I've been worshiping about. The gates open. That's what's holding me back. The gates open to get it out. The glory gates are open. That's what I've been praying about for the last 5 years. The gates open right now. If I'm about to have everything I prayed about, everything I confessed, I'm about to have it. The glory gates open. Healing coming through the gate. Wealth coming through the gate. Glory coming through the gate. The glory gates are open. The glory gates are open. The glory gates are open. Hallelujah. The glory gates are open. Hallelujah. The glory gates are open. The gates open. The gates open. Glory, 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 glory. I'm blessed on purpose tonight. Say it. I'm blessed on purpose. The glory gates are open. The glory gets open. Hallelujah. Right now, you ought to feel a difference. You ought to have a confidence and a boldness and an assurance.
Yes, sir.
That you're in another position. Glory!
Glory!
Now let's read the text number close. So I'll show you what it consists of. It's a covenant. Glory is a covenant word. Verse 5 now. Verse 5. According to the word that I covenant with you when you came out of Egypt. You remember when you came out of Egypt? Let me let you know, you out of Egypt.
Yes, sir.
When you accepted Jesus,
yes,
you came out of Egypt.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So my spirit remains among you. Fear ye not. For thus said the Lord of hosts, yet once is a little while, and I will shake the heaven. Do you know God I shake the heaven just for you? Wow, that's powerful, man. God will shake the heavens just for me. Say it.
God will shake the heavens just for me.
See, because I want your spirit to record that. I want your spirit to record that. God will shake the heaven just for me. Oh, my God. And the earth. And the sea. And the dry land. I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, said the Lord of hosts. My. Now, why is eight voice in there? We talking about glory here. What? You think this is a misprint? What is that voice doing here? The silver is mine. And the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Now look at verse 9. You ready to shout? You know we're the latter house. Woo, Jesus. We the ladder house, boy. What do you say about the ladder house? We the ladder house. We the one got to put the show on before Jesus come. We the one got to let this world know the God we serving is bigger than anything they got. We got to let technology know. We got to let psychology know. We got to let science know. We got to let the computer know. We got to let the iPad know. That the God that we serve, we got to let the internet know, everybody know. Let the governor know, the president, the politician. They got to know the God that we serve. And we can't do it without being a show. Every character that served God in the Bible was a show. Queen of Sheba, she rich. She come to talk to Solomon. Solomon started talking to her, she fell out. She fainted. She got up giving. She brought wagons and camels to load stuff. She was loaded too. But she watched how Solomon was dressed and how his servant was dressed. And the mansion he stayed in. It all came from a seed. A seed and submission. Let me read this last verse. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than that I received, sir, than that of the former star. Now, let's check. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former. What?
Yes.
What? Solomon temple?
Yes.
Said the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, said the Lord of hosts. The house. Of glory really is you. How can he tell me to glorify him? with my body and my spirit if I don't have no glory in me. So God gonna fill your house. You ready for it? Come on, raise your hand and give him some thanks now. Go ahead and do it. Let me say this to you. I'm going to let Leroy come and close out. You handled yourself so well this week. I felt the harmony and the love between you. So just stretch your hand this way. Father, everything that's been ministered this week by these men of God, the words that you've given to me to give to this congregation, these men of God and their members, may their house be blessed like never before. May every person, I know this meeting is not over when we leave here tonight. I see we have 1,000 connected online. I know that's almost 3,000 people. May they receive what the blessing I'm relieving. May each person know now how not to live normal the rest of their days, not to live average, but to live according to the scales of God. That God's scale may be upon you, your house, and whatever you set your hand to do from this night forward. May, Lord, as you bless me, I bless these thy people who trust your spirit in me and have come set under my ministry. I bless their lives, their bodies be healed, their finances be corrected, their families have peace and joy, and that they live long lives. I thank you going down from row to row. Touch each person. Let them know that they're at another level. We thank you. We thank you for this week. How kind you've been with us. The light blanked, the light went out, but you kept going. And we thank you so much. We're not going to fall for the enemy bluff. It's just to let you know things start happening in your life. Look like the light's going out. Keep going. You got to come back on. You got to come. See, you learn in Jesus' name. You learn from everything. You learn from everything. See, the light is going out in one of the greatest moments in your life. Don't panic. If the light go out at the wedding, don't panic. They're going to come back on. Because you are the light of the world. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Been a good week.